Am I live?
After Larry.
Am I live? Yep, sounds like it. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Cluster B, which is a PlanetLab-based control framework. So over the last couple of years, long after the original Gini planning group went away, there have been a set of us that were talking about architectural issues around the Gini space, partly because we all had test beds we were already working on, EmuLab, PlanetLab, and Deter, and so on. And we sort of crystallized a little, some of those ideas, and there's a document that's been circulating that got incorporated sort of into what you've seen from the GPO. But just to hit a couple of highlights from that, to give you a parts list, if you will, there are some interfaces that we settled on as being probably, you know, we didn't have the details worked out, but probably we're going to need a way to control slices, create them, tear them down, and so on, control them, start them, stop them. We were going to need some way to register information about all the users and their slices and who was vouching for them and so on. So we defined a very simple registry interface. You put stuff in the registry, you look stuff up. And we clearly needed some way to manage the nodes to bring them down, to boot them back up. So there's a management interface. There's a lot of details yet to be worked out there. So those are the sort of three central interfaces that we've been talking about. And you can easily imagine some modules that would implement some sets of those interfaces. So there is a registry, clearly implements the registry interface. A slice manager is a thing that exports a slice interface. Then we have these notions of the components themselves and aggregates of components. So you've heard all of this language before, but just to put it up, and what I'm going to do is just walk through examples of how these pieces can be put together, how they happen to be put together in PlanetLab. So you can think of there being an architecture out there, and what I'm going to describe is one particular projection of that architecture, one that happens to fit the way PlanetLab was put together. There certainly are others, but it is one implementation, if you will, that's consistent with that interface, that set of interfaces. One last piece is that we postulate, in your wildest dreams, you imagine the world's most perfect researcher interface. We didn't try to specify that because we imagine we would never agree upon one of those. So I'm just going to call that the Uber researcher interface. Clearly, it's going to set up slices and tear them down and control them and so much more. Okay, so just substitute your favorite imagined user interface to Gini for the Uber researcher interface. So what you can do if you have those sets of interfaces is map them onto PlanetLab. And so we have done that, and I'll talk about the code that you can pick up in a few minutes. But if you just look at what PlanetLab is today, it's a set of nodes out there. They happen to be called components instead of nodes. That's a pretty straightforward mapping. And we have this control point that we call PLC, PlanetLab Central, which is kind of like a clearinghouse. But if you crack it open, you'll find that inside is a slice manager exporting a, I wouldn't exactly call it Uber, it's a very primitive researcher interface. We actually believe that other people could invent better ones, so we didn't put much time into that. You find a registry of all the users and slices and organizations that belong to PlanetLab, and you find an aggregate manager, a sub-piece of the system that manages all those components out there. That's an aggregate manager. So in fact, PlanetLab today, once you slap the right wrappers around it, is a prototype of Gini. Well, that's what it does today. I'm going to walk through some other scenarios. We've done all of these other scenarios. We haven't done them in a Gini compliant way, but we've done them in sufficient reality so that we believe that we can map the Gini ideas onto it. So one notion right off the top is we believe other people will build much better slice managers than we do. And so, in fact, that happens today. EmuLab has a way of interfacing to PlanetLab. And so you can use the EmuLab slice manager. And we still have some back edges to fill in here. It really ought to be the case that the EmuLab slice manager calls the PlanetLab registry and says, there's some people from CMU who claim to have a slice. Is that really the case? And the registry would say, yes, we know about them. And it would turn around and call the aggregate manager bundled inside of PLC and ask for the appropriate tickets to then take off and go talk to the individual components and create the slices. So this actually happens today. Not quite conformant with these exact interfaces, but it happens today. And so that's something that once we start moving forward, we'll be able to do with the actual interfaces. Well, once we have this registry, It may be the case that, and again, I'm going to use Emulab as an example here, Emulab may want to run an experiment entirely upon Emulab resources. And so you can think of Emulab in multiple instances if you want to. We're going to hear about that next, I'm sure. Having their own user interface, their own aggregate of resources, and all these resources spread throughout the world. And they just may want to set up a slice that happens to be one that was somehow vouched for down the Planet Lab hierarchy. And so the other people call our registry, learn about some researchers at CMU and say, yep, good enough for Planet Lab, good enough for us. We'll go ahead and establish that slice. The interface is the thing that's going to allow us to do that. But we also will be able to allow for multiple aggregates. And so we actually have a working example of this today in the Vinny backbone. Vinny is a variant of Planet Lab that lets you have interface with layer 2 circuits, and it gives you your own private IP stack, so instead of having to share the IP stack that the kernel gives you in Planet Lab. And so this is extend the system just a little bit further so that the slice manager running inside of the PLC bundle can reach out and talk to an aggregate that knows how to set up a bunch of circuits in a backbone and can reach out to the Planet Lab overlay nodes and set up a bunch of Planet Lab nodes belonging to that slice. Okay? And so Vinny, again, is one example. There are some other aggregates, and I'll list some that we're working with in a little bit. But it's a very natural next step to be able to do something like that. And so then the final next step is that we support full federation. So this becomes a very asymmetric situation. Unlike this case where Vinny was merely an aggregate, it didn't have any users of its own, it didn't have any slice authorities of its own, it didn't have its own interface, slice manager, all it did was provide a bunch of resources. Now we have a very symmetric world, and in this particular case, I'm using Planet Lab Europe as an example. We actually federate with Planet Lab Europe today. We don't do it exactly with these interfaces, but if you held them far enough away, you would say, yeah, I see how those things map onto each other. You had to find out about the other guy's nodes, and he had to find about your slices, and then you go make it so. And so all that means is that I have a slice manager that knows about my aggregates and some other aggregates, and when I march through a registry to find out if a particular user, a particular slice is trusted not to be allowed to set up a slice, I may visit a bunch of registries to confirm that user was really a valid one. And so, again, this is something that happens today, but it's something with just by using these interfaces is a fully federated, genie-like system. All right, so I've walked through this in a very abstract way. In fact, like I was saying, you have to squint to see some of these lines because we aren't exactly adhering to the interfaces that have been spelled out in various documents, but they're very much like that. So it's just a small matter of programming, and this ought to be able to work. So it's not just a bunch of pictures. There is code behind this. This is available today, so I've made in bold the two things you want to take away. First of all, if you go to the svnplanetlab.org site, this is the developer site for Planet Lab. So Planet Lab has taken on a slightly different dimension now. We're not just a place that researchers go to create their slices. We're a place that developers go to work on some code that we run on both the public Planet Lab and our own nodes. And so this is the developer site. It's a wiki. One of the things you can do there is you can pick up a complete package distribution of Planet Lab. You can install it on your own set of nodes. We call those private Planet Labs. And you can edit and code that to your heart's content. You can add capabilities for whatever new kinds of resources and components you want to, whatever new resource discovery services you want to, and so on. So you can set that up, and that's one way of interacting in Cluster B or beyond, that you can run your own private Planet Lab. Whenever you do something, you know, you change a node, you're now changing a node in Planet Lab, and the fact that there's a genie wrapper around it just comes along for free, right? You didn't really have to know about that. But the good news is if you really plugged it into Planet Lab, it's going to run integrated with Planet Lab, and your slices will be instantiated on your nodes. There's a developer's mailing list to join, and there's one particular module that you might want to check out. It's the Genie Wrapper module. And if you sort of dive down into that and browse through the source code, you'll find that there is a set of functions built around PLC, so that's the wrapper that runs at Planet Lab Central, exporting the registry interface and the slice interface to PLC. And there's another pile of code in the component directory that basically gives you a wrapper around the individual node, turning it into a Genie component. exporting the slice interface and a little bit of the management interface. Turns out the plant lab management interface is extremely wide, and I'm going to guess that different systems that get built out are going to have their own operations and management interfaces that aren't necessarily going to adhere to any Genie standard. We're going to probably settle on a small set of interface calls that everyone ought to support, but they're going to be much broader than that. That's certainly going to be the case here. There's a util directory where you'll find all of the RPC machinery, and this is where the security architecture gets embodied. And then there's some command line tools that you can use to actually set one of these up and play with it. So you can look at the Genie wrapper code and you can pick it up, and then you could borrow the RPC machinery and just re-implement the slice calls, and you will have turned a Genie wrapper for PlantLab into a Genie wrapper for your component. Or you can pick up my PLC and integrate your component or whatever aggregate you might be building into the entire system. And there's some other documentation here. I'm just going to point to one particular piece of documentation, and that is somewhat successfully, shoved all the complexity into one big knot, and it's the RSpec. The interface calls are simple. Create slice, destroy slice, start slice, stop slice. I mean, we all could have sat down and written that down. The complexity is how you describe the resources, both for the sake of discovering them and for the sake of reserving them for your use. Well, this isn't something that we're going to define and then will be done. This is something that will be ongoing and evolving over time because new devices will come along and we'll have to enrich the way that we specify them and so on. And so this has gotten too complex for us. So just for the sake of PlantLab, we have started to build out a data model using Eclipse modeling framework, which you can get through if you follow all the appropriate links. And you can see very early stages of talking about how you specify resources on a node, how you specify them in an aggregate, and so on. And this is where we're just going to be doing our work, is to try to figure out what the heck the RSpec actually is. So there's code there. I've given you the model. I wanted to conclude by just giving you a sense of the ecosystem around this. Let me preface this by saying this is not all Genie specific. Much of this is happening outside of Genie. There happen to be a couple partners in here that are on Cluster B. But these basic things that are going on is just to indicate the space of collaborators that we have in the context of PlanetLab, and hopefully many of them are either in Genie or will be drawn into Genie in one way or another. So there's a rich set of components and aggregates. Beyond the vanilla PlanetLab nodes, there's support for wireless and wireless and disconnected environments. So we have a project called Planet Bridge where we're trying to build a box that you can take home with you and connect it to PlanetLab. So imagine having thousands of researchers around the world coding your wireless access point in your home. Or imagine that you're one of those thousand researchers having access to someone else's home. We're working with colleagues in Brazil as well to deploy those in various settings in that country. OneLab is a sister project in Europe you're going to hear about in a couple of days. They have a wireless project within OneLab as well that is extending PlanetLab's system to support wireless. There are projects that support high performance. So Nick McEwen with NetFPGA and John Turner with Network Processors, the supercharged PlanetLab nodes, those are both projects to take a vanilla PlanetLab node and make it high speed by adding special hardware to it. Vinny is an aggregate. It runs and is deployed on Internet 2 and NLR today, and is the thing that's really stressing our ability to specify, to define our specs, because it's forcing us to talk about topology and not just node resources. And it will give us also an opportunity to have a slice that runs across overlay and backbone. We're working with several telcos to do deployments of PlanetLab / Vinny capabilities into telcos. They do this for a number of reasons. One is just to give a playground to their researchers. Another reason is because they want to actually try out for size some of the services that have been built on PlanetLab. We're going to hear a little bit more about the OpenFlow project, but we will be trying to integrate an enterprise into Genie. That Stanford is one of our partners in the cluster. Cisco now has, which I will describe and Bruce can take objection, but a PlanetLab node that's programmable and you can load different services onto it. And so we're going to be trying to figure out how to take the Genie wrapper to fit around that and incorporate that into the system as well. And we've been working for some time with HP on scalable clusters, and that just got ratcheted up as they start to move into the cloud direction a little bit more. All right, so the point is there's a bunch of node types and aggregates of nodes that we are working with, and this is applying a lot of pressure to how we think about RSpecs and how these interfaces actually shake down. And last but not least, we are working with several partners internationally to federate. One lab, as I mentioned before, is a project in Europe, and part of what they do is they run PlanetLab Europe. So we've already forked off the European, a standalone European entity. They have their own charter and agreements and membership agreements and so on, lots of legal documents. You join, if your site is in Europe, you may join PlanetLab Europe, and we federate today, and so your slices, you may be using PlanetLab and didn't realize this, but your slices are running across both of those systems because there is an early version of federation working. A like project called CoreLab in Japan is just about ready to go. We've been testing federation there, and within a few weeks we'll start to migrate nodes in Japan off of the US managed PlanetLab onto the autonomous Japanese PlanetLab. And there's a project in Germany called G-Labs, which is a Vini-like project in Germany. It's still a little bit out there. And there are other efforts that are getting underway. Basically, these folks are picking up my PLC, setting up their own private planet labs, and we keep nudging them that, okay, now you've got a private planet lab, you want to federate that with the public one. And finally, there are several user-level services, and I mentioned three here. Utah has been running a user interface for PlanetLab for some time. The Stork project from Arizona, which will become renamed Raven and expanded for Cluster B, and the Plush project, first at San Diego, now at Williams, will be expanded and become the Gush project. So I maybe have a minute left for questions if there are any.
No questions?
All right. Thank you.